In Catechesis 2, we have rediscovered the fundamental role of the first announcement or kerygma, which needs to be the center of all evangelizing activity and all efforts at church renewal. The kerygma is Trinitarian. The fire of the Spirit is given in the form of tongues and leads us to believe in Jesus Christ, who, by his death and resurrection, reveals and communicates to us the Father's infinite mercy. On the lips of the catechist, the first proclamation must ring out over and over, Jesus Christ loves you, he gave his life to save you, and now he is living at your side every day to enlighten, strengthen, and free you. This first proclamation is called first, not because it exists at the beginning and can then be forgotten or replaced by other more important things. It is first in a qualitative sense because it is the principal proclamation, the one which we must hear again and again in different ways, the one which we must announce one way or another throughout the process of catechesis at every level and moment. For this reason, too, the priest, like every other member of the Church, ought to grow in awareness that he himself is continually in need of being evangelized.